a lot of people that I know and people who I've worked with, my family and everything else that ties into my life, they really don't have this idea of how I got to where I am today. And I've been through a lot of ups and downs. It's like, you know, like, I mean, serious ups and bottoming out. And that's where I ultimately ended up at every time. My life is, it's kind of been one of those things that when I look at other people, they started out young and were either too afraid or didn't go after their dreams. And for me, I felt that going after my dreams was the most important part of my life. I never wanted to be like everybody else. I wanted to be unique. I wanted to be different. I wanted to be unique in every way that I could possibly be different. And there was a lot of times that I would watch people from many walks of life, and I wanted to be more. I wanted to be important. I wanted to be people to look at me like better. Like when I was going through school, I always felt like I was the isolated kid, that nobody liked me, nobody wanted to be around me, nobody wanted to make friends with me. And as time went by, you know, when I got older, the things that were happening in my life were, you know, really tough. Like, you know, I married my high school sweetheart. Her name was Anna, and her and I got married right after I got out of high school. I sometimes wish that we would have waited just a little bit longer before we had a child, but you know, we both wanted to have a child at the time. You know, even then, I was on this path to success, and there was a lot of things I didn't know how to do. I didn't know how to take care of a family. I had no idea. And I think that's a part of, you know, another story. But, you know, my journey is something that I just feel like, how did I get to where I'm at right now? And everything that has happened in my life has made me the person that I am now. And that is kind of why I feel extraordinary. I feel enlightened. I feel like, you know, I'm finally getting to the place where I want to get. Well, at least I thought so. And my faith in God has been with me for quite a while. But at the same token, I didn't want to give up the things that I had. And I wanted to, you know, do certain things that I know that God shouldn't want or didn't want me to do. And I felt that in my soul, but I kept doing these things and doing these things. And so when there was a time when I felt that I knew that I had to change my life. I knew the direction that God wanted me to take. But at the same token, I really felt more isolated than anything. Because, you know, like even going to church, I really didn't understand at the time. You know, what is he talking about? You know, looking at the Bible, I was like, you know, I don't understand that. And so, you know, I think that affected me more than anything. You know, as life went by, I think it was really when a friend of mine was killed, and her little sister had was a Christian, and she was, oh my God, she was like, you know, she had her moment where she cried, you know, when her sister died, and it was just, you know, one of those things that you just, you wonder, you seriously wonder what, you know, it's really all about. And I just feel that, you know, throughout this relationship that her and I had, and how it started, and the relationship was a friendship and guidance, but it wasn't my guidance, it was her guidance, you know, that got me to where I think I am today. And because it was always that thought of wanting to be that kind of a person, and to be humble, to be, you know, forgiving, and to know that, you know, God's there for you. It wouldn't be, you know, even though she helped me to have the vision, I can safely say that at the same token, she was more or less the actual catalyst, if I could say it that way, that got me to where I'm at today. I think that's how you would say it. I'm not, you know, totally sure. But after I had lost my daughter, I think that was a downhill spiral for me, and that was with my first wife. And I went through some psychological stuff, but in those days, you really didn't know. I didn't know that this was affecting me in that way. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to change. And it wasn't till, you know, after my first marriage had ended, and I was dating other girls, and it seemed like every time that I would date someone, it felt awkward. It felt like there wasn't really any happiness there. And it was really at that time where I call it, you know, almost like my dark years. I was just like living in this this world where, you know, at the time I was running my own business. I was DJing, I was traveling, I was doing all sorts of things. But it seemed to me like at first everything was great until, you know, you turn the page. And then when I met this young lady, I met her in a way that I believe that God wanted us to be together. He wanted us to meet, and God was setting the path in front of me, and he wanted me to follow that path. And it was the night that my friend was killed, and I was over at her parents' house. And I remember, you know, coming in the door, and I remember seeing the father sitting there in the chair, and you could almost tell that he was in shock. And you know, it was late, it was getting real late, and finally they were gonna go to bed, and I slept on the couch because I just wanted to be there for my friends. And then it was like I was laying on the couch, and I was literally looking, you know, the moon, they lived on like a real small lake, and the moon was coming over the trees, and you could see the reflection on the lake. And they had this light that was on a fireplace mantle that kind of, you know, really dim light. And I remember just laying there, you know, with my hands behind my neck, and I was just sitting there thinking, good Lord, man, I can't believe that this happened to these people, you know. And then I noticed this movement, and I saw this girl at the time, and she walks out, and she had a Bible in her hand. And she walked out, and it's like she kneeled on the floor, and there was picture, and I really can't remember if it was a picture of Jesus or if it was a cross up there. I don't remember that part, but I remember her praying, and in that moment, I was intrigued. I was like, and she's praying. I remember when my daughter died and I cursed God. I actually hated God. I lost my faith in God at that moment when that happened. And just, when this girl was praying, I just was in this, kind of in this, like, moment that I watched her, and in my head, I'm just like, wow, it would be really awesome to be like that. Look at her. You could tell she had a spirit of, of the Lord in her soul. You could just tell. And I at that time, I felt it, but I didn't recognize the feeling. And so it was just like one of those moments where you tend to seriously, like, look at, your past, and you kind of like, oh, yeah, no, get out of my head. I don't know what I'm thinking. And then, I remember her, I'm sure she saw me, that I was awake, and she asked me if I was okay, and she knelt down beside the couch next to me, and I was talking to her, and she was telling me, how sad she was, and all these other things, and I was talking to her, and I was telling her, that the relationship I had with, her sister was pretty close. I mean, we were at a point going to, take the next step into our friendship. And that's something that I really wanted to, something I really wanted to express more than anything. I wanted that. Unfortunately, it really didn't happen the way that I wanted it to happen, but obviously it was at that moment, that I knew that there was something different about this young lady, and I knew that, I knew that she had the spirit, but I wasn't going to acknowledge it. I just knew that she had it, and I wanted to be like that, but at the same token, I was kind of afraid to take that jump. Maybe it wasn't even that, to be honest with you. Maybe it was just a moment locked in time. And with that being said, you really don't know the direction that you want to take because you're scared. And I'm just, I'm just stating that you're really just scared. Maybe it's not scared. Maybe it's more like unsure. Or maybe it's like intriguing. You really, really don't know. And maybe that's what it is. But anyway, it would be probably a month later, and I had been staying with them and driving up to work, but I stayed with them for quite a while. Matter of fact, I can tell you that I stayed with them for about a year, if not, maybe longer. But it was probably about a month later, and her and I were actually talking, and she had learned about my relationship with my ex-wife at the time, and you know, the divorce that I'd went through, and you know, she could sense I was very angry. I was angry. Oh my God, I was so mad. That's, you know, but I didn't really knew that it showed, and she just, you know, she just says to me, she says, "Robert, you are too much of a nice guy to have this much hate and anger. You got to stop being that way, because you are much better than that." Well, Jesus. At the time, I really didn't think of it that way. I was like, you know, how do you know that I'm this way? But it take me, you know, a little bit to hear her words and think about it, and think about it, and think about it. And it was probably at that moment when I was starting to want to take a different path. And I wanted to take a path that was actually better for me, in a better direction. And I wanted to be that kind of a person. I wanted to be humble. I wanted to do things that were going to change my life, and maybe, you know, have a relationship that was kind of like, I don't know how to say it, but I just kind of wanted to have that relationship that was a little bit more, like, I guess the word is to be at peace. And so, again, I was one more step closer to my faith, and I used that, and I told myself, listen, you know, I don't want to be that person who I once was. I want to change my life. And again, I was in a situation where I didn't know how. I was, you know, like I said, I just did not know which direction that my life was going to go in. And so, as time went by, and I ended up with my wife, Karen. And that marriage, I knew right in the beginning, was destined to fail, because there was this, you know, again, that's another story in itself. But during that time, during that relationship, her parents were like Christians. I mean, we're talking devoted. Go to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesdays. And I was like, you know, having to go to church with them. I would sit in church, and again, I wouldn't, you know, I'd hear the pastor talking, but, you know, my mind was someplace else at the time. You know, it wasn't always there where it should be. And then, you know, I thought it would be good, and I found a Bible at her parents' house, because at the time we were living with her parents, because we were going to save up money to buy a house. And so, with that being said, I had literally started picking up a Bible and reading, you know, different things, and, you know, different verses, and you know, like, I started in the beginning, you know, in the beginning, and, you know, and I ended in Revelations. Yeah, I read every single page. It took me a while, but I did it. But the thing that got me is I read that whole entire book. And in reading that whole entire book, at that time, I didn't understand. And I thought to myself, well, maybe it's because I don't understand. It was a King James Version. And the way it was written is in a language that we don't even use anymore. So I had got myself an American Standard, and my wife's mother said to me. She says, "Oh, no, you should not read that. The King James Bible is the only true word of God." And I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. I don't believe that's true. And so, it kind of forced me to read throughout the Bible and compare. And then I started getting intrigued, and I started studying the history of the Bible, how the Bible came to be, who wrote the Bible. And, and I was really surprised at how many times that the King James Bible itself had been rewritten. And, but, you couldn't, even though I, with the time that I spent researching, and, in those days I didn't have internet. I had to get books, and I literally got books. And the funny part about it is I think about it now, and, it's really weird, because I'm starting to see all the times that God intervened. And he made these books available to me. It was like Christian encyclopedias and, university books on Bible study. And I read everything. I was just so into the biblical history and learning about these different, how the Bible came to be, how did we end up where we're at. I learned about how big, heaven was going to be, and all these things that we're going to, heaven's going to come down to earth, and, the story of Noah, does it exist, and what is science, and how does science play a big role in this? So throughout that time, and even, it brought me even more closer to God. I was getting closer and closer. And then, of course, my marriage failed again. And when I was alone, and I was by myself, and the only reason why I was at the time driving truck. I wanted to be a truck driver when I was married, and she encouraged it. She she thought it would be a good idea. It's a good way to make money. The only thing she didn't like at the time is that I would be away from home. And with that being said, it was like this journey of, being by myself for hours and days and days, and then, and knowing that our marriage was failing, and knowing that she was doing something at the time. And, like I said, another story, another time. But during that time, there was two incidents that happened. And the first incident that happened was, where I was out in Pennsylvania, and I was sitting in a parking lot where I could park my truck, and because I wasn't going to get unloaded till the following day. And with that being said, I was sitting there, and I was in the front seat. I was doing my paperwork. I was listening to the radio, and then I noticed this car pull up beside me, and it was really weird, because, this guy is waving his arms, waving to me, and I open up my window, and I go, "Hey, can I help you?" He goes, "Oh, yeah, I think your truck's really amazing, and, all these other things," he was saying. And then, we were talking, he was on the side of the truck, and we were talking, and then he wanted to see inside the truck. And, by this time, I trusted people until, I wouldn't trust them. And I just felt that I could trust this person. And so he got in the truck, and we were talking and talking and talking. And he was telling me about, how he's going to school. He's going to be able to drive trucks soon. And it's always been something that he's wanted to do. Now, this guy was older than I am, but the moment that he knew, for some reason, is he knew. He said, "You're a Christian," and I said, yeah, but I told him, I'm not really straightforward, I don't know how to define myself being a Christian, And he asked me, he goes, did you give your heart to the Lord? And I go, yeah, I did that. I know I'm saved. I know I'm going to heaven. I accepted, you know, Christ into my heart. But I was struggling at that moment, you know, and struggling. It was really difficult for me to come to the conclusion that, you know, this guy is sitting here talking to me. All of a sudden, he started ministering to me. He started, you know, telling me all these things. And I was like, you know, wow, you know, how did this happen? Why is this guy here? And so we talked for a while, and then, you know, we prayed together. You know, of course, he prayed, and, you know, I just listened to his prayers, and inside my head, again, it's like, you know, fog, and I hear his words, but again, they're not making any sense to me. I don't know how to listen to a prayer. I didn't know, you know, what I'm supposed to do, but listen? Okay, well, I'm listening, but what is he saying? It made sense, but it didn't make sense. You know what I'm talking about. So, with that being said, it's just really weird that, you know, the closer I look back now, but at that time I didn't realize that I was stepping, you know, closer and closer and closer to God. And so, and then he left, he got out, got in his car, and I just sat there and I was just, how in the world did this just happen? Who, you know, and you know, I prayed to God, and I, you know, I said, thank you for this, you know. But it always seems like when I'd start a prayer, my mind would be shifted again. And again, later on, that's a different story for another time. But I would, later in years, like, I would understand why that was happening. So, he left, and like I said, I had this feeling of, it's just in awe. If you really want the, you know, that's what it felt like. I was in awe, like, wow, out of nowhere, this guy came, this Christian guy came, and he ministered to me. And then I thought to myself, you know, understand why would he send someone there for me? Why would he do that? And so, again, you know, time goes on, and I was struggling really hard with the, with my separation from my wife, and then I was still out there driving truck, and the divorce, and, you know, being completely stomped to the ground. And at that time, you know, there's, like I said, there's a lot that went on, but, you know, I just can't get into that right now. Like I said, another story for another time. But the one thing I did do is I remember I was at this point where I had just found something out, and it devastated me. I mean, you would have, well, some of you might have an idea, but this is exactly what happened, and it devastated me. It literally just, you know, I was just like crying out, and I go, why God, why are you doing this? Why am I being punished? I go, you know, I want a family, you know, I want this, you know, I want that, and I, what do I have to do? And then I was driving at the time, and I was headed back, actually, to the, we had lived in Tennessee, and that's where she was, and I was coming from our home there, and I was headed back to Michigan, and I just was, I mean, you have to understand that I had hours to just sit there and just completely be devastated, broken, not knowing what was going to happen, not knowing what direction I was going to take. And then, suddenly, you know, I just, you know, prayed to God, and I said, I don't know what you want from me, but I can't do this. I can't do this again. I don't want to do this again, and I don't want my daughter to have to go through the stuff that my son had gone through. And I said, God, you take care of it. I'm done. I'm cooked. I just don't want to do this anymore. And I can just say that I felt this incredible, incredible light. It's like the feeling wasn't as severe, and every day was a little bit easier. And then my mind at that time became more humble. And that's probably the moment that I actually put away these thoughts, and I wanted to have a new life. I wanted to be a Christian. And thinking back to that young lady, and I just said, this is what God wants. This is the path He wants me to follow. But how do I get there? I don't know how to get there. I really didn't. And I did know that the more that I spent in praying to God during the times that I was driving, it seemed like things were, you know, I was getting closer. I was getting closer. And it was just becoming this demon inside of me. You know, it's just like, I was, get behind me, Satan. You know, I don't want you. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Don't put these thoughts into my mind. And I kept real focused. But, you know, at the time, I had a Bible in my truck, and I used to read it, but still not understanding it. And so, with that being said, I really didn't know. You know, all I could do is just drive, you know, go home, spend time with my children, you know, when I could. And it was really at that time when my son wanted nothing to do with me. And I had that on my mind. I had the fact that my daughter, you know, on my mind, and, you know, I wanted to raise them and everything. And I was out in California, and I was coming back, and I was coming out of Donner's Pass, and I was coming into Reno. And I looked up at the sky, and I said to myself, I don't want to do this anymore. Lord, you know, I really don't want to do this anymore. I want to be with my daughter, and I want to see my son. Is there a way that you can help me to achieve that, you know? And that's kind of when I made up my mind. I wanted to get out of doing truck driving, even though, you know, I really loved it, but at the same token, I really started to not like it, if you know what I mean. So it was really, you know, to say anything different, it was like looking, you know, where my future, and I didn't know what I was going to do. How was I going to support myself? And, you know, I knew that I needed to make an X amount of money to pay the bills, and I knew this, I knew that, and I was just like, you know, overwhelmed. And then there was something that happened that would change the course of my life absolutely forever. And again, another story for another time. But I do know that I went through a real rough time, and challenged my where my life was gonna go. And it was it'd be some years later, and I was able to buy a house, a car, and to buy things for my kids, and to really focus on me and me. And that's when I just prayed to God one time, and, you know, it's like 10 years later, And I was just like, you know, I don't want to be alone, God. I need someone in my life. I just don't want to be alone. You know, I raised my daughter the best way I could, you know, even though her mom at the time, you know, we were both raising her, I should say that. But it was kind of like one of those things where you just don't really, you know what direction you're going to go in without, like, not understanding it, but God gave me my wish. He answered my prayer, and he brought in my wife, Jody, who I am married to this day. Throughout our time together, you know, I was running my own business. I was supporting her. And then, you know, just, you know, things were happening. Things were coming into play. Things were becoming more, you know, a lot better. You know, paying my bills and going out and doing things and, you know, camping and all these other things. But I still, at the same token, I still had our problems, like every couple does. And then there came a point where she was going to leave me, and I had found out about it, and I told her, listen, you know, I don't want to lose you. You know, you mean the world to me. And it was at that point where I had felt this feeling of, like, I gotta do something fast, and I gotta change my ways, because I just don't want to go through another divorce. And, you know, I was just, Jesus, I was just like, come on, Lord, I mean, please, Lord, tell me what to do, show me the path. And and then it just, like, you know, like, I don't even know how to explain it, but, you know, she agreed that we would try to, you know, work this out in ways that would definitely, give us the opportunity to, like, not start new. But it was this shortly after that, and then, you know, devastating things happened. Like, you know, I lost one of my best friends. You know, my daughter went through a period, and it was just I was just like, you know, everything was just happening, and I was scared, and I just said, okay, God, I get it, all right, I get it. I don't know what you want me to do, but whatever it is, show me the path, and I'll follow it, and, you know, whatever, because these things were happening, and I seriously didn't know what he wanted from me. I don't know. I still, you know, I was just like, you know, it's kind of like knowing, and then all of a sudden, again, inside my head, I'm like, okay, you know, things gotta change. And so Jody and I started going to church, and we found a church in Spring Lake, All Shores. And when I, you know, it's real funny, because it was actually the first church that her and I went to looking for a church. And when I walked in through the front door, I heard this kick drum, and I was just like, huh, well, that's not like any normal church I've ever been to. And so I walked and I looked in, and I was like, I was in awe. And in my head, though, I was like thinking, oh, Lord, my ex-mother-in-law would, like, have a cow. She knew I was in a church like this, because this has never been a church. I mean, when I was in a church, it was like an organ and the old organ lady, the church lady, and the high voices and singing out of the hymn book. And oh my Lord, I was just like, this is totally different. But I felt something in me right at that moment, like, I need to be here. So Jody and I started going to church for quite a while, and then we got married. I thought at that moment, you know, we're going to be married, everything's going to be okay, everything's going to take its path. And again, it wasn't too long after that things started to again take a drastic, you know, hit. And then I ended up having to get some help from a friend. And then everything started going real good. And we started bouncing back. And then I was able to obtain a job where it was a new career. It was in the HVAC, business. And I became an HVAC technician. Went to school, got a certification. And I was like, I felt so accomplished. I felt like, you know, this is great. And it was a Christian-ran company. And I felt where I needed to be. I seriously felt this is where God wants me. And I knew this is where God wants me. And then through working for the company, I was, you know, able to talk to customers and help customers. And, you know, and there was even times where I would share, you know, my kind of like my story, and you know, like, you know, I'm trying to make that, you know, that journey to God. I thought at the time that I was this, you know, a really good Christian, but again, you know, like when her and I were going to church, I was, you know, listening to the sermons, listening to how things were being done, and all these things, just everything. And I felt at the time, I really felt that things were gonna get good, and everything was going in that direction. And then I was able to help Jody get a job, you know, the job she has today. And everything seemed really good. And then, you know, I got injured. I ended up being in the office at where I work. I built up a very good reputation, a trusting relationship. And then, bam, I got COVID. And I spent 140 days in the hospital. I had to learn how to walk all over again. I used my left arm, and I was just completely like, you know, Lord, you know, I remember laying in that hospital bed, and every day I was praying, and I said, Lord, I promise I'm going to change my ways, I promise I'm going to do this, and everything. And at the time, it was during the pandemic, and I watched, you know, church on TV, not like I should, though. You know, honestly, I was, after I got out of the hospital, when I was going to physical therapy and was learning how to walk, you know, I was with a walker when I first got out, then I went and transitioned to a cane. I had braces on my legs. I just, you know, everything was just, you know, I was completely blown away. But, you know, I was watching a transformation of my wife, who I loved, and she wasn't the same person anymore. She was very different, and I knew that there were things going on that, you know, shouldn't be going on. And I just sat there and watched this whole thing just unravel. And and then there came a point where a year later, after I got out of the hospital and I went back to work, I was generating, but in the meantime, things were actually still going on with my wife. And all of a sudden, one day, I come home and she's gone. Literally gone. I mean, she had moved out and she had left. And I shouldn't have been surprised, because I kind of knew that this was going to happen. And so with that being said, it was just this feeling of emptiness. And I just sat there. And to give you an idea, after she had left, I had to learn how to take care of my dogs and you know, do the things that she used to do, and you know, which was okay. I mean, at that time. you know, but I missed her. I wanted her home. And then one time, it was a Sunday, I went to a friend's house. Him and I went on a small road trip, went up to Fremont where we grew up together, and all these other things. It just boom, 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 having a good day, getting my mind off the things that were happening. And then, so I dropped him off at home. I was on my way back. I was just thinking really good things. I need to get back to my dogs. They had to go outside. They had to go potty. You know, I'd been gone most part of the day. And then the funniest thing literally happened was, I stopped by, I picked up some chicken, and mind you, this was probably like a week to 2 weeks before my bariatric surgery that I was gonna have. And so I was trying to get some food that I knew that I would never be able to have again. And I got home, I got out of the car, I grabbed the chicken, I went inside, opened up the door, my dogs were happy to see me, and I stood there, and I literally fell to my knees, and I cried out to God, why? Why? What do I need to do? What do I need to do? And I was crying, and I just was shaking. And there's a part of the story, again, another day for, a story and another time, a story for another time. But I sat there, and my dogs were next to me, and I just was crying, and they were right there. I mean, they knew I was sad. They knew something was wrong. And then, of course, they were trying to get my mind off it by being goofy, and I just sat there for a while. I stood up, brushed myself off, and I said, okay. You know what? Okay. And I just completely changed everything at that moment. I mean, not that I wasn't doing anything, but I changed my heart. I said, okay, I can do this. And I did. I took care of myself, I took care of my dogs, I paid the bills, even though I was struggling extremely, I was paying the bills. I had to, I had to get caught up on a lot of different things, and everything was just completely moving in the direction that it needed to move in. And with that being said, I was on the path to, in my opinion, to success. Well, maybe a better life. So I started working on my house and, fixing the things that needed to be fixed. The church was helping me, and all these things were starting to look good. And I had my surgery, and I was really excited about that. I was starting to lose weight, and everything was looking good. I was seriously in, my mind was in good health, and I was just feeling so, so incredibly blessed. Let's say it that way. But I still was praying for my wife and wanting, God to, saying, God, come on, man, let's just bring her back. And then this kind of goes inside the story, the podcast I just did, I guess it was yesterday. But everything that had happened to me literally brought me closer and closer. And it was just recently that my mind opened up, and I started hearing the words that people were preaching to me, going to church and hearing the pastor and hearing this and doing this, and everything else was just becoming amazing. I mean, amazing. And right now, my state of mind is I put God in the driver's seat, and everything is going to be good, and I am not going to fall again. And this is why I'm doing this podcast, to kind of open up and usher in a new journey in my life, and the journey that God has for me. And I thank Him every time. So, you know, I'm just going to sit here and pray right now. It's Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for allowing me to do this podcast and hoping that it'll reach out to people and, you know, bring people closer to your word. Lord, I seriously ask that you continue to guide me in the right direction and to, you know, put your arms around Jody and hoping, you know, that she will, her heart will open up and start following you as I follow you. And Lord, I ask that you watch over my dad, you know, knowing that he's getting up there. And I just ask that, you know, you protect him and, you know, just like I said, just watch over him. You know, look after my family and my work family. And Lord, I just pray it and, you know, keep showing me the way that you want me to go and I will follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm going to end this podcast. I want to thank everybody for listening to it. If you want to follow me, go ahead and follow me. I mean, it's good. And maybe we can do even more podcasts in the future. Have a good day and God bless to everybody.